Homily for Monday of Easter week 2. St. John presents us in his Gospel with a number of examples of how people come to faith in Jesus. There are those who believe in him immediately, like his mother at Cana or the official at nearby Capernaum, whose son Jesus healed. There are those who never accept him, like those who came to arrest him in the garden. "Whom are you looking for?" asks Jesus. "Jesus of Nazareth," they reply. Jesus answers with his divine name, "I am he," the name God revealed to Moses, and they are knocked to the ground. Yet when they stand up and he asks again whom they are looking for, they give the same reply, "Jesus of Nazareth," his earthly name. There is no movement, no willingness to learn in them. But there are also those, the majority in fact, who come to faith gradually. Remember the Samaritan woman, who moves from calling him a Jew to addressing him as Sir, then a prophet, and finally the Saviour of the world. But perhaps the most extreme example of these who come to faith gradually is Nicodemus, who comes first to Jesus secretly by night. Jesus begins a dialogue with him, as we just heard in today's Gospel, about the necessity of being born again. At first, it might seem that Nicodemus is among those skeptics who cannot be convinced. "How can a man be reborn? Can he re-enter his mother's womb?" he asks, rhetorically, perhaps with a touch of mockery. Nicodemus slips away, leaving Jesus with a monologue, in fact. But Nicodemus is at base a good man. We will meet him again in chapter 7, when he challenges the Sanhedrin. "Does our law judge a man without giving him a hearing?" And finally, not at the 11th, but really at the 13th hour, he joins Joseph of Arimathea and that select group of disciples on Golgotha, when most have run away, bringing an enormous quantity of myrrh and aloes with which to bury Jesus as if he were a king. Nicodemus could stand for many of our friends or even family. One who has heard the message of Jesus, yet who seems to slip away uninterested. Not a bad man indeed, one who has the courage to stand up for what is right, but appearing as a disciple only at the very end. We may think of real-life examples of such people. B. Miles, the famous Sydney eccentric hijacker of taxicabs, who became a Catholic in the last weeks of her life. Or Bill Hayden, former Governor-General and notorious atheist, baptized just a couple of years ago in his old age. We must never give up on those who seem to have lost interest in the faith, especially when they are close to us. Give good example, pray for them, and trust that God's grace and providence are at work. "Yes, the wind bloweth where it listeth," as Jesus says. The Spirit is surely working things beyond our control, beyond our imagining.